Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined on the road by, as always, by John. How you doing, Johnny?
Ahoy! How are you?
Well, were you ahoy today, or were you the choo-choo train guy?
I was ahoy today. I was Jumbo yesterday.
Okay. This or that, if I do that immediately, what would you choose right now? What do you like him better? What do you like, the train or Pirates better?
I don't know. They both have their strong suits, and they both get boring. So it's nice to actually be able to mix them up. I'm thinking I might get a Lion King shift here in a week or two, just to really, you know, keep a variety of life. So
there you go. Now, well, at least you seem to be having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, all operation jobs out here are repetitive because there's only like 9 positions. You get rotated around to them, and you end up doing the same thing over and over and over and over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's that type of thing. But until I can get a transfer to something else where it's going to be a little different, I'll be okay.
Yeah, well.
And I'm still hoping to get to like Riverboat or Hall of Presidents or something. So, you know.
There you go. But no, I'm happy that at least you're getting hours. Now you're working tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
Choo-choo train or Pirates?
Pirates at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay. So you're just all hours of the day, aren't you, John?
Nah, I'm a workaholic, man.
Yeah. Well, I did 6 days this week because Saturday I had to go to a blueprint reading class to qualify for STARS, and when you already know how to read blueprints and you got to go to a class, it's so boring, John.
I can imagine.
You know, it just made us sit there because we had to qualify for the STARS, to get eligible to win the vehicles and stuff like that. You got to do a class, if you follow me.
Yeah.
So, and dude, I'm coming home, and I had to stop. I stopped to grab something to eat because it's a two-hour drive, and it was a five-hour class. So by the time we got out of there, I was pretty hungry, if you follow me. And tell me if I'm wrong, and everybody – I know I blanket complain all the time, but I'm in line, and I'm behind a couple people in front of me. And the guy has a pack of donuts in his hand, and he knows he has to – when you're in line to buy something, John – don't you know eventually you gotta pay?
Yes.
Does anything piss you off more than when the person waits, sits there, picking his teeth, playing with his hand, looking at his watch, playing with his phone, picking his nose, and then he gets up at the register, the girl goes, $1.75, then the idiot has to pull his wallet out, go in, lick his fingers to pull out his two ones to pay her, and then gets his change and have to count it. Don't you want to just, like, trip him or yell at him or scream at him or something? It's like, dude, have your money. Like, don't you know it's like $1.70 already and have your $2 waiting?
The only lines that we run into on FastPass are when you get into the entry of FastPass and people not having their magic bands out ready to scan. Don't you know that you have to scan your magic bands to use FastPass?
It just, people just drive me nuts. It's like, I sit there sometime looking around and I just wonder where certain, they have to be from outer space. They can't be the same human beings. I just don't get it. I really don't understand how people are. Or people just, then I'm leaving and I'm holding the door and the guy and the girl have their head down, walk right by me, don't say thank you, don't say nothing, and then I had to scream at them, yeah, I waited all day to hold the door for you. I woke up, my mom and dad created me to be your servant, you know, to do this for you. It's like, I don't get where people come from.
No, there's some rude people out there.
Yeah, and then today I'm waiting for my Eagles to come on, and I can't wait for my football team to play, even though 8 starters from the offense is hurt, and I'm still thinking it's okay. And then I get the text from our good old buddy Bob. Easy game today.
And curse.
I knew we lost right then and there.
And curse.
I mean, who does that to you? I love you with all my heart, Bob, but you don't do that during a game. I mean, it's just like, you know better than that. You know, I mean.
Yeah, and it's football. There's no guarantees anytime it's football.
No.
So, never.
Dude, we had 7 drops and 3 fumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 drops. 2 of them for touchdowns, dude.
Yeah.
And we lost by 3 points. Like, after he said that, my brother said, I hope they lose, just to be my idiot brother Tomater. You know, but, you know, then with Bob saying that, and then the opening kickoff, after we go down and score, we kick off to them, and they run it back for a touchdown. I knew it was over. The day was done at that point.
That's it. I hang it up.
Yeah, one of those days. I knew it was done. So, and then we even get more good news. Bob Iger needs to needs more money, needs a bigger bonus next year. So now we're getting rid of even more of cast members, John. Have you heard about all the cuts for the singing and the acts and the entertainment?
Yeah, I heard about some of the live entertainment getting cut.
Don't you think that's a disgrace?
I don't know. It's weird because I know all them cuts are coming, but then I was there. I was at the locker room yesterday at Animal Kingdom, and that's where the tryout facilities are. And they were trying out a whole bunch of people for all kinds of different things. So I don't know if maybe they're just moving in a different direction. Maybe they're still going to have live entertainment, just a different direction. I don't know. Because there was a whole lot of people interviewing yesterday. So.
Yeah, well, I've been reading up on it, and one of the reasons is, John, from what I'm reading, is that once one of the entertainment stays there for so long, they ask for more money. They get raises because, like, off-kilter. And it's slipping me now, but the group that plays there in Africa, John, that was phenomenal, the group in the Animal Kingdom in Africa, in Harambe Market.
They're called it's B-A-D-U-K-I. I think it's called Baduka, Badika, something like that. That's who it is.
Yeah, they're getting rid of that fabulous entertainment. Everything I've been reading is the longer these acts are there, the more money that they get. So what they're doing is just getting rid of these so they can hire cheaper entertainment.
Hey, you know what I heard? I think they're going to put chainsaws in Africa.
Oh,
you know,
they
work.
Yeah, they work so good in Canada.
Let's do it there.
And I don't know why they got rid of the Muppets in at the Hall of Presidents.
Well, I didn't even know they'd gotten rid of them. So.
They're supposed to be going October 6th. I mean, and I'm listening to our buddies over at the Mickey Dudes, which I love the show, and the one guy keeps going that Yeah, well, I thought they put them on there to control the crowds at Hollywood Studios. Hey, dude, they're at Epcot. I mean, they're at the Magic Kingdom. I'm saying Epcot. They're at Magic Kingdom at the Hall of Presidents.
Doug's going to bust somebody out, and then he goes, that's her at Epcot.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. But I'm sitting there screaming at the radio on Friday, listening to it, or Thursday. They're at the Magic Kingdom. They're not at Hollywood Studios. So I hate that they're cutting entertainment, John. I really do.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Is it surprising, though?
Oh, they cut down the parades now? There's only going to be one parade? I mean, it's cuts across the board, John.
Well, you got to save some money.
Yeah, for Bob. He needs a new Rolex and another beach house, I guess. Or maybe he's going to hold the money to run for president, because everybody, he thinks they'll vote for him now, I think.
No, we got that another raise at the end of the month. That must be what it is. Everybody making $13 an hour now. So.
Oh, John.
That's got to be what it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you $13 an hour, him making a $68 million bonus. Not even his pay, bonus. I'm just aggravated, John. Our fantasy football teams, how are you doing so far, Johnny?
I went stupid my first week, and I played Homer, and I lost that game, but I've won the next, or it looks like I'm going to win today, and then I won last week, so I should be 2-1, and looking pretty good, actually. So.
Well, that's good. You're in the lead. I'm beating Parts Unknown right now, Mesa Verde. I'm beating our buddy Sean, which from over at the Tiki Talk podcast as of right now, but he still has a few players left. I'm 1-1 right now, hoping to go to 2-1. Me and Pat, the two to finish in the championship last year, we're having a tough go of it so far.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like regular football, where they got the stinkers got the best draft picks, and you know, we're turning it around this year. So maybe that's what it is. So.
Yeah, I mean, Pat's losing right now, 96-23. He has some coming back to do.
23.
Yeah, he is 23 points right now.
Hopefully he's got a whole lot of people playing tonight and tomorrow night. Goodness.
Yeah, he has a couple left to play, but it's not looking pretty good right now. So, but I'm having fun with it. Our buddy Evan, he kicked my butt week one, and luckily I held on by the skin of my teeth to win last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I
not...
did really well. I did well last week, and the first week, I don't know why I played Jameis Winston instead of Dak Prescott, which was an idiotic and stupid mistake. So my son ended up beating me. If I would have played Dak, it would have been really close. He might have still beat me, but it would have been really close.
But, dude, I got so lucky beating your son last week. I beat him by a point and a half.
Yeah. He's definitely got a better team this year than he had last year. So.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the games have been close. Like. Monorail Bob lost to Tommy Lee 133-132 last week. I mean, that's sad.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right there.
Yeah, Bob. You know, Tommy Lee's team, Boma Bombers. He's very good. So he's been pacing the field so far.
Yes.
And Duckburg Ducks, he's doing pretty good too. He scored 141 points last week. So.
Yeah, that's a good game. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's been a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. It's been pretty competitive for a 14-team league. We're doing the best we can, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'll tell you one thing, though. The one thing, I've played in 14-team leagues before and 12-team leagues, and there's usually no players available. With the new NFL, though, that plays four wide receivers and three different running backs and two tight ends, and there's a lot more players involved in the game, if you noticed.
Yep. A lot of offensive power. So,
and I know Carmen is just loving this talk right now from over at the Adventures of Peas and Carrots. I know she's like enjoying this. She's probably even taking notes.
Well, seeing she's enjoying it so much, you see the Gators destroyed Tennessee yesterday. Thank you very much. That's birdie present for me right there. That's what that was.
That's good. That's nice. I think our buddy Mike Evans just scored his third touchdown, John.
Oh, who's got Evans?
I do. I got him in three leagues, so I'm pretty happy.
Good deal.
Yeah, I needed that, John. But I don't know. I'm enjoying myself. I just next thing I had to do is try to book a vacation so I can have something to look forward to with these Eagles kicking my butt right now.
That's only one game.
Two games, dude. They lost last week by a drop. 2 weeks in a row, they dropped the ball in the end zone.
Oh, I didn't even know they lost last week.
Yeah, they lost to Atlanta. Yeah, they're 1-2 right now, dude. And they go to Green Bay Thursday.
All right. Well, crap.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Did you hear this, John? First of all, are you doing the what's all that squeaking, Johnny? You running over a cat or something on the highway?
Pretty much.
You're doing, you get to ride the gondolas on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, me and Lisa are going to get up at beyond the crack of dawn, 4 o'clock in the morning to get over there so I can get gondolas from 7:30 to 8. So we'll be doing that bright and early before I go to work on Tuesday morning. So, I imagine the show will get out before that. So everybody follow along on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook. Make sure to friend me, and I'm going to have a live stream of the gondola ride between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. So.
That'd be phenomenal. If you could find a way, maybe put it on our stupid YouTube channel eventually, John.
I'm gonna put it on mine, and then if I can tap that in there right at the same time, I will. But
put it up afterwards.
Yeah, I'll save the video and then get it up.
Get it up afterwards, you said?
Yeah, I'll have it up everywhere. Okay. Right. It'll be up everywhere on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, everything. So.
Just so you know, when I re-asked you stuff like that means you blacked out for a second. I'm like trying to keep talking until you come back.
I got you.
You went through a little dead zone. So let's get to some of the news here, Johnny. Scat Cat Club at Disney Port Orleans Resort French Quarter is to expand.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, the Scat Cat Club at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter will be expanding. Coming in October, the lounge will expand to a larger space and will serve signature beverages alongside bar food inspired by the Big Easy. Yes, there's going to be like a sit-down, regular kind of deal over there for first time in a while.
Yeah, didn't there used to be a restaurant over there?
Yeah, there used to be a restaurant over there years ago. I mean, this ain't a true restaurant, but it's a start. Scat Cat Club will offer live jazz music 5 nights a week. Just off the lobby will be the Scat Cat Club Cafe, where you'll be able to pick up the resort's famous baguettes throughout the day. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with a beignet.
No. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the new menu is going to be.
Yeah, hopefully they have some, like, crawfish bites, maybe Jambalaya, I would imagine, something like that.
Yeah, well, I can't wait, but I'm excited to see what they have in store for us, Johnny.
Absolutely.
Any new places to eat, I'm in.
I'll head to Disney Springs. There's plenty there, right?
Yeah, there is. Even you can even do a show if you've never eaten there before, at any of them.
Yeah, rumor has it, right?
Yeah, rumor has it. Let's rate places that we've eaten at, like, one of them. More narrators added to the 2019 Candlelight Processional lineup. Not saying we don't talk crap about stuff we've never done, John. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. But anyway, more names added to the lineup of the Candlelight Processional. There's three performances of this, in case everybody wants to know. 5, 6:45, and 8:15. Here's the lineup so far. Ming Nan Wen, 11:29 through 12:01. Neil Patrick Harris, the December 2nd to the 5th. Whoopi, the 6th and the 7th. Isabella Rossellini, the 8th through the 10th. Gary Sinise, the 13th through the 15th. Pat Sajak, I'll buy a vowel, please, the 16th through the 18th. Stephen Curtis Chapman, the 22nd through the 24th. Fourth, Edward James Almost, the 25th and 26th, Christmas Day. Marlene Matlin, the 27th and 28th. And Lisa Ling is on the 29th and 30th. I love that show, John.
Yeah, sounds good. I still haven't got over to see it. I've you know, caught it a couple of times walking past, but I never sat down and watched the entire thing.
Yeah, well, and it's a must-do, Johnny.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. Yeah. Maleficent Mistress of Evil preview coming to Walt Disney Presents. This is a movie that we spoke about on the show before. I'm not a big Angelina Jolie fan, but I did like the first Maleficent very much. Did you ever see it, John?
No, I didn't see that one. I think the only one I really saw was Beauty and the Beast, but no, I don't think I hadn't seen Maleficent.
Nah, dude, it was one of those shows where me and Brenda hopped in bed, laid down, turned the TV on, it was just coming on, and we just watched it. We didn't plan on watching it, but once it started, we couldn't turn it off. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good deal.
Walt Disney Presents at Disney Hollywood Studios will be showing preview scenes from the Maleficent Mistress of Evil later this month. Maleficent Mistress of Evil is a fantasy adventure that picks up several years after Maleficent, in which the audience learned of the events that hardened the heart of Disney's most notorious villain and drove her to curse baby Princess Aurora. The film continues to explore the complex relationship between the horrified fairy and soon-to-be queen the horned fairy, the screen job. The Horned Fairy and soon-to-be Queen, as they form new alliances and face new adversaries in a struggle to protect the moors and the magical creatures that reside within. The movie, which opens in theaters October 18th to 2019, will begin preview September 27th. I'm really into that, John. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I don't know if I'll go to the movies, but I am looking forward to seeing it. Speaking of the movies, I took the girls yesterday after that drive home to see Downton Abbey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to take one for the team, John.
Yeah, I don't know. Lisa's a horror movie fan, so if I took one for the team, I'd end up at Freddy Krueger or Jason or something. So.
Oh, dude. Brenda's mom and Brenda. I mean, I enjoyed it. I watched the series with the girls. But they really loved it. Like, Mom, when it was over, it's a two-hour movie, and she's like, man, it was so short. I wish it was still going on. I'm like, oh, so do I. But anyway, yeah, it was a two-hour movie, John.
So. All right.
But anyway, they have this deal that for $21, if you join the club, you can watch as many movies as you want at any time.
How long?
I guess each month. It's like $21 a month.
Yeah, I guess if you live near a movie theater, that'd be convenient, huh?
Dude, I got two movie theaters within 5 minutes of my house, and both movie theaters allow you to do it. They're owned by the same company. It's 26 movie theaters.
I've got one about 42 minutes away.
Yeah, we have Regal and United Artists, which are both owned by the same company, which literally, like I said, is both of them's like 5 minutes down the road. So, we talked about this. Disney Skyliners, operational information. It seems that nobody's been complaining about the cold yet. I mean, the heat yet, John.
Yeah, I actually read an article, and somebody was saying that the breeze up there is really nice. It does come through really well. So, I'm very interested to see how it works. That's why I did get 7:30 in the morning.
But I'll tell you what, dude. Like, again, I complain, I scream, I yell about Disney. But when I was watching the video with all the guests walking on and off, I was so damn jealous. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty neat. So.
It does, dude. I cannot. I mean, I might even book. If I go with the family, I will probably be renting a house again. But if me and Brenda just go, my rear end might be staying at Caribbean Beach just to use those gondolas.
I'm telling you what, Doug, if I could take a beer on there and just make the big circle all day, I'd probably do that for a little while, you know?
Oh, I hear you, John. But I was really impressed by the views that I've seen so far.
Good deal.
Have you been over to a light cycle run at construction site for Tron yet?
I pass it all the time. I drive by it. So, yeah, I see the construction coming along on it.
It's getting there, John. And see, the sad part is I'm too, I don't know, man. I know Brian's going to love it from Peas and Carrots, but I am, I don't know if I'm going to be man enough to do it anymore.
I think you can handle it once at least. That and Guardians of the Galaxy, you have to do one.
Man, I'm going to have to put my Benadryl, I mean, what is it, the, I have to bring my flight. What do you take on the flight again?
Oh, yeah, the motion sickness. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Benadryl? Yeah. It's whatever the hell I have.
Yeah.
I had to take it for that and my flight. And, oh, I got old man. Disney has released a sneak peek video of the new Nighttime Spectacular coming to Epcot on October 1st. The video shows recording of the show's soundtrack and some of the effect kites. What, have you seen it yet, John?
No, I haven't seen any of that yet. I'm trying to figure out a way to get over to Illuminations one more time this week. Because I got, a week from today to catch Illuminations one last time. So I got to try to figure out how to do that. And then get over and see that as soon as I can. So, but I definitely need to see Illuminations one more time. So.
I mean, the kites do really look cool. I mean, the singers sound good, but you know, it's still not my Epcot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So. Hey, I got a scenario for you today that happened, and I wonder how Doug would have handled this. All right, you ready?
Probably wrong.
All right, so we have red tags that they give out at guest services for strollers that parents have to use as wheelchairs for children that are handicapped or whatever, you know, that type of stuff. So you're able to use those strollers as a wheelchair, but they're bright red tags and you put them on your stroller, and that way all the cast members across the park know, right? So we got a couple of strollers down in Pirates today, and one had the red tag on it, one had a red tag, and I walked out in the sun with the thing, because we have to walk wheelchairs and anything else all the way from load to unload all the way around the building. So it's a kind of a big old pain in the butt. So I'm taking this stroller around there, and I noticed that there's tape all over the red tag, and I kind of turned the tag around, and the date was 5/08/18. So somebody had cut the tag off of another stroller and brought it back a year and a half later to use, so they could use their stroller as a wheelchair when they didn't need to. Yeah. What kind of people are there in the world, Doug? I'm telling you.
They're related to the guy that waits at the cash register to bring his money out of his wallet. I mean, like the guy I'm telling you about. What was he thinking? The girl's going to give him the donuts for free? And I wanted to ask them that, but it's like I'm saying to myself, Doug, just shut up. Doug, just shut up. Doug, just shut up. But I was going to not tap him on the shoulder and say, was the reason you didn't bring your money out that you thought they were going to give them to you? Yeah, but am I wrong, John?
No, you're right.
No, I would have probably waited for the person who had the stroller, and I'd asked them, I'd say, I'm not probably going to believe you, but could you please tell me the story behind this? Yeah, that's what I would have did. I'd have asked them to please let me know the story behind this.
And why did you try to put this down? Oh, I don't know. And the thing is, if they really needed it, all they have to do is go back to guest relations and get a brand new one. So literally, it would have taken 5 minutes. So I'm thinking they probably did need it, and they got that from somebody else, you know, that type of thing, just so they could bring your stroller. I mean, is it that important to bring your stroller into Pirates of the Caribbean? I guess.
Apparently, they probably had something in it that needed to be, you know, needed to be carried, or, you know, they probably used it for luggage instead of the person.
I don't know, but hey, here's another one for you. So when we're taking those wheelchairs around, there's kind of a cast member area where the wheelchairs, they have to take an elevator to come back out of unload and to leave the attraction. Well, there's a cast member little pathway there that the wheelchairs go down, and so I'm taking the wheelchairs to unload one day, and there's a woman over there smoking, of course. And of course, you have to go, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but you should probably know that there's no smoking allowed inside the Magic Kingdom. And then she goes, well, I know, but, you know, it's not like there wasn't 10 other people here. And she indicates on the ground where there's like 10 stubbed out cigarettes. Well, what does that have to do with you smoking? Just because somebody else did it doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. And she's there with kids. Is that really the type of attitude you want to show your children? Well, if somebody else gets away with it, you can do it too.
No, 100%. And did you say that to her?
Yeah, she put out the cigarette and it's fine and left. All right, whatever.
I'd have said the other nine people probably did the same thing as you. They got caught and were wrong, and now look at the ground. I'd say, how about you pick up the other nine cigarettes and take them with you?
Put them in your purse.
Oh, I would have. She'd have put it out on the ground. I would have said something to her. I said, "You're gonna do that there? That ain't allowed. How about I come to your house and stomp a cigarette out on your kitchen floor?"
Yeah, they do too. It's annoying as hell. Every time you go by there, there's a stubbed out cigarette there. I don't know how they get through it because we're walking past there about every 3 to 4 minutes, but there's always a stubbed out cigarette. It's always a different one.
I would say something to your managing team and say, we need to put somebody over there. Yeah. The smoking's going on there, and it's not right. I'd say my lungs are starting to hurt a little bit from it. Blowing downwind at you.
Secondhand smoke here. Secondhand smoke.
No, dude, I would have told her, ma'am, you cannot do that. You need to pick that up. People stink, John.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. That's the only thing about Pirates of the Caribbean. I see definitely a nastier, darker side of freaking people. Kind of Lion King was that way, too. But over on the trains, everybody's easygoing. It's really laid back. You know, there's no rush for it. But, man, you see people butting here. You see people cheating in lines, you know, cheating around with their strollers, everything to get up there. And both Pirates of the Caribbean and Lion King, man, if somebody can't get on it right now, it ruins their entire vacation. It's the end of the world. Oh, my God, I'm going to guest relations and reporting you. So.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. I mean, you just sit there and wonder, like, what is wrong with you? Like, how do you do that? I would never, John. When I first started going to Disney World, I smoked. You know, the first year I went, I smoked. Dude,
yeah.
I was so impressed with how clean everything was. I would never put a cigarette out anywhere. You
right.
understand? Yeah, I mean, I didn't even smoke in the parks. Like, you know what I mean? I couldn't get it, dude. I don't understand. My wife likes to chew gum. She would never in a million years think to throw a piece of gum on the ground.
No. You see that, too, every once in a while. But that's why we don't even sell gum. Take away the tendency to do it. So.
No, it's pathetic. People are pathetic, dude. I'll tell you what. Did you see the new opening over there now by Liberty Square at Fantasyland? The new widened walkway? It does look nice. It's nice and big there, so it's better than it was. Hopefully my wife won't get claustrophobic no more. It's nice to see the water back in the around the castle too.
Yeah, if that's open, I'll have to go try to check it out tomorrow night. I get off at a decent time tomorrow. Maybe I can walk around the park a little bit before I leave.
Yeah, give us a heads up on it. I know you probably haven't seen this yet either. I don't know if I like it as much or not. I mean, I'm glad it's back, but the new Tomorrowland entrance marquee unveiled at the Magic Kingdom.
Actually, I like that a lot. I think it looks like almost like the World's Fair in Iron Man when Stark Industries is there. It looks like that kind of element to it, like almost like a '60s look at the future type thing with rockets and all. You know, when we were all into the space race and stuff. So, yeah, I think it looks pretty cool. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like it more than the old one or not. I don't know. I have to see it in person. Did you see it in person yet or no?
No, I don't think it had been on. I walked around last week after one of my shifts, and I haven't been there yet this week. So, like I said, maybe tomorrow I can get over there and take a picture of it and get a good look at it. So.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. It looks the cool part. It looks pretty cool with the stanchions coming out of the ground like they're crooked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that's there. That's one of those things where you need to see it live if you follow me.
Right.
You need to walk up and check it out. So I'm pretty anxious to see what it looks like. I'm glad it's back because it looked naked there without nothing being up.
Yeah, it did. It looked a little absent.
Yeah. And this was 5 days ago too, John, and I was really pissed off about this. that Dinoland and Pandora closed at 6 o'clock last week. A private event taking place at Disney's Animal Kingdom September 18th will close sections of the park early. Dinoland and Pandora closed at 6 p.m., John. Now, I mean, is that not... Well, and the World of Avatar says close at 8, but do you think they would give a discount if they're closing down a whole land for 3 hours early when the park's open to 9?
Nope.
No, but don't you think it's wrong?
They're not going to do it. So, yeah, man, it's wrong, but...
I don't know, John. If you show up at your... well, then you should... We should all live our life this way. John, when you got to deliver 3 cases of wine, show up with freaking 2 and tell the guy he owes you the same amount of money. No, seriously, tough crap. It's the way it's done. I go to the gas station, I ask for a full tank. The guy gives me 7 gallons, I need 10. He tells me you pay for 10. Tough. It's the way it's done. It's the Disney difference. That's how you do it. Yeah, I'm going to go to my next job. Yeah, I'm not going to put the upper cabinets in the kitchen, but the price is still the same, lady. It's how Disney does business.
Yeah, when I was leaving today, there was they were handing out the wristbands for the Halloween party tonight, and I think there was a Doug over there telling the cast member, well, why should I have to pay extra? Why should I have to
pay
extra?
100%. When he's getting kicked out of the park, he should get a discount.
Well, you know what? The time he's sitting there arguing about paying extra, he could go on a ride. But okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just feel better. It's just like our union right now. In the best economy there's been in years, our annuity lost 2%, and I'm asking, and all the other guys are, there's nothing you can do about it, so you don't say anything. You just take it, right? That's what you're supposed to do, John, just take it laying down?
No, if you got something to say, say it.
You know, it's crap on a cracker, John. But I just think it's wrong, dude. I think it's wrong that they close the parks early and don't give you any kind of discount or heads up, because that one came out of nowhere too. It wasn't like it was announced way ahead of time. Like, I'm sure when people bought tickets that morning, they weren't told that the park's closing early. By the way, P.S. And by the way,
yeah.
No, I don't know. It's the Disney difference. Trying to go through. There was something else I wanted to say, too, and now I forget. I yelled so much I forgot my train of thought, John.
All right, well, let me tell you about something over at Pirates, Doug. Now, do you know the interactive scavenger hunt that they have at Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, I do, dear.
Did you do that before?
No, I've never done it.
All right, so there's 5 different maps that take you all through Adventureland. You interact with different elements in the park and use your Magic Man to make things happen and stuff like that. So there's 5 different maps. You go back every time to get a different map. And actually, Doug, you, believe it or not, you get to keep the little paper maps, which are actually really cool little souvenirs, because they actually look like an old pirate map. So they're really cool. But there's 5 different ones after you do 2, and then after you do 3, and then after you do 4, and after you do 5. You can get a fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean and for everybody that's in your group that's doing that with you. So by the end of the day, you could conceivably end up with 4 fast passes for Pirates if you really wanted to.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. So just a little heads up for our listeners out there. So that way, I mean, if you're planning on your day, you know, maybe make your 3 fast passes, plan on doing that for your 4th for Pirates, and then you're able to go over and get another one for over by there, you know, on anything else. But I wouldn't use a fast pass for Pirates, just do the map twice. So
no, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like that. It actually gives you an extra fast pass.
Yep, exactly. So
I know what I wanted to ask you, John. You heard about, how do you like the even new DVC crap they're pulling on you guys? Me and Dennis talked about it last week, and he's pretty upset. What's your thoughts?
I probably haven't even seen or heard of it yet. What is it?
Well, now it's that to get any of the perks or whatever, you got to own 100 points of DVC. You can't own resale to get anything. It went from 50 to 75, now 100. You got to own a minimum of 100 to get any of the perks. You can't, and nothing from resale. They just keep jacking up, and then they've taken another couple things from you guys. And me and Dennis were both saying, The thing that pisses me off, John, is that it lowers the value of your ownership, John. If God forbid you and Lisa needed to sell that, it keeps lowering the value of what you guys own. But they aren't dropping any of the prices for maintenance fees or anything else like that because they're up in the deal. Because everybody's selling, buying on this resale market, they're trying to manipulate it where nobody wants to buy resale.
Oh yeah, that's what they're doing. They want you to buy it from themselves, and then they want the people that are selling to have to sell it back to them so that they can sell it back to somebody else and make more money. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
And I just think it's wrong, John. I mean, it's like the bank all of a sudden telling you buy your house that you're living in now that you can only resell it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – the point is they just keep – how many times did you own DVC if they changed the rules on you, John? And it's – and I'm not – like I said, I don't own it. But I just feel bad because Dennis was really upset last week because he's saying it's totally – ruining the value of what he purchased. The reason he purchased it is because he never thought it would lose value.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're thinking of it's becoming the same scam as all these other vacation clubs are. Disney was supposed to be better than them.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's how it's marketed. So.
No, and I feel bad for you guys because I don't think it's fair that they do this to you. How the hell are you allowed to? 10 years after you purchase, to tell you're not allowed to sell it, and if you do, it's going to be—it's not going to be worth what it was before.
Yeah.
That your purchase—you figure when you buy something from Disney, it's only going to go up in value, wouldn't you, John?
Yeah, for the most part.
You and Lisa would think. It's a great investment for you guys because, like you said, you get to stay in places you normally wouldn't. But if God forbid you needed to sell it, you don't want to get pennies on the dollar, do you, John?
No, I don't.
And that's what they just keep doing to you. It's like, it seems like anybody that's like the loyalist, like all of us that really care, like I'm talking to Brenda today. I'm trying to finagle when we're going on our next trip. As nasty and mad as I sound right now, I still can't wait to get back down there and see all the crap that I haven't seen yet. But it just,
you're a glutton for punishment is what you are.
It is. I'm the same as you, John. You're getting up at 7 o'clock on Tuesday to go see something that, you know what I'm saying? We're addicted. But I just feel horrible for you guys that you, Pat, John, Judith, all the lovely people that I know, my friends at the show, it's like, how much more can they just keep taking advantage of you guys?
In certain context, Dennis and I think Judith and Tommy, they really feel it more than I do because when we bought, we didn't have a lot of benefits that they had. I mean, when Dennis bought it, he got free annual passes, for God's sake. So, I mean, he's really lost the stuff that he was given the first couple of years, you know. So.
But if somebody buys off you now, John, it's like they don't get the 20% discount. Like, that's a big thing of buying for. They don't get the annual, but they don't get discounts for annual passes and stuff. You don't get any of that stuff now. They just keep taking all that away. So if I'm going to buy it by resale, I look at all that. I'm saying I ain't paying that. I'll make a lower offer now.
Yeah.
Is the way I look at it. I'm going to say to you, well, if you're asking, I'm just saying a number, like, I don't even know, but like, if you, it lasted $7,000 for so many points, I'm going to offer you five. Like, it has to drop the value of it.
I would think.
So I just feel bad for you. You should read up on it, John, because they have taken more things away from you for your leverage to be able to sell it.
I don't know. If anything, I'd be looking to buy more points. So.
No, I understand, John.
I'm terrible. So.
I know you're terrible, but you never know when you might. Like some people, God forbid, get a divorce or something happens in their family where they paid all this money for it. They shouldn't be getting pennies on the dollar back for it because Disney's so god darn greedy. I mean, why do they have to do it, John? They're not making enough. They have to continue to. They have to hurt even the people that love them most. They want to take most advantage of people like you that will just keep, and me that'll just keep on taking it more and more.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Well. All right. Here. I've got two stories for you when it comes to customer service. How about that? We have a huge company that we deal with for our cell phone service and our unlimited Wi-Fi and stuff like that. Sprint. Mm-hmm. to do our three. We've got three iPhones. We've got three tablets, and we use them for everything because we cannot get internet at the house. So we use unlimited Wi-Fi at the house for listing on eBay, for watching television, for everything. And for the last year, every 3 to 4 days, our LTE service goes out, and you can't use it for more than a single text every once in a while on a call, maybe a call, but you can't use it to access the internet or any of the apps. And eBay is the one that we count on for our part-time jobs. So that limits the capability of us to do that. And it's happened for at least 11 months now, and it happens on average every 1 to 2 weeks, and it happens 2 or 3 days in a row. Today, it happened Friday, and we haven't had service at our house since Friday. And today's Sunday afternoon. We still haven't had a service. And they seem, and every time I call there, I end up talking to somebody, God bless them, in India or Pakistan. And they really have no idea. They want me to troubleshoot my device every time I call, and I'm telling them it's not my device, it's the service. My devices work fine at house, out in town. They don't work at the house. It's the friggin' tower at the house. And it takes a good half hour, 45 minutes of going through this rigmarole every time I call to finally get somebody to put in a work order to fix the tower, and that's what it is. And it's just so frustrating. And unfortunately, it seems to be the only service that works at our house. When it does work, is Sprint. So we're screwed there. All right, so there's story one.
That's okay, well, what I would do is, John, now have they given you any rebates yet?
They gave us one about 7 months ago. Yeah, I'm getting another one this time, there's no doubt.
So, well, I would also contact a lawyer. And I would tell them I'm going to contact a lawyer. And I would tell them that I have every day jotted down on a tablet that I have not had service from the time it's went out to the time that it's been back on. And I would tell them, if I don't get something substantial here, I will be contacting an attorney, and I will sue you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It really is. I mean, it's so frustrating. Lisa's is a housewife, but she lists a lot of stuff on eBay. She can't do that now. And while she's listing on eBay, she likes to watch football. I can't go home and watch the NFL today. I mean, that's all I want to do. I work 7 days a week. I want to go home and watch a friggin' football game. I can't do it. No. I mean, it sucks. All
Dude,
right, so story.
I would lose my mind.
I know. Story two. We have a small town trash company that comes by and picks up our trash. During the week of the supposed hurricane that missed us altogether, thankfully, but nonetheless, it sounded terrible. And so they ended up suspending trash service on the day that was supposed to come by and pick it up on Tuesday because the landfill was closed, everything like that. And so he didn't pick it up on Tuesday. By Wednesday, and Wednesday is when I assumed they would come by and pick it up. So by Wednesday night, they still hadn't come back. They hadn't come by. So I got a little leery, and I saw that my neighbor's trash, the same company, had been picked up. So I called their company. There was no answer, but on the message, it said, contact us via Facebook Messenger. It's the easiest way to get a hold of us. I sent him a message. He was back to me within 3 minutes. The trash was picked up the next morning by 11 o'clock with a full explanation of why it happened, how it happened, and sincere apologies, and it won't happen again. That's the difference between a big, giant company and a small-town company that depends on its customers, you know?
Yep. Well, that's how Disney used to be.
Well, they're a huge, giant company now, and they just don't really care. I mean, they don't care. Their equation factor is if they get 100 new friggin' visitors every day that they make into second-time visitors, they can lose some old-time visitors. And that's exactly what it is. So.
Yeah, well, they were a huge company, too, back in the day. They just don't – they all they care about is OMB, Old Money Buck. That's all they care about. Did you see our good buddy AB, by the way? That good old guy AB?
He's moved on, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's moved on. I'm so glad. All those Patriots are fans are glad he did a little bus stop in Nerdtown.
Yeah.
The reason I brought that up is because you were talking about garbage.
There's more for Carmen. More for Carmen.
Yes, but anyway. Maple pecan bourbon, hot ganache with chocolate bacon from the ganachery at Disney Springs. That looks pretty good, John. In February, on a cold night. That would be that night when I met the lovely Judith and Tommy and the lovely Lisa and you at Disney Springs. That would have been a nice drink to have.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, and maple bacon is really good, so I can imagine that's pretty tasty.
So I'd have been in for that. And the other thing me and my wife seen the other night, I know you probably wouldn't like it, but I thought it looked really good. Maybe you will. But we always pick on it. Pumpkin spice and avocados is the crazy thing in the world now. But did you see this pumpkin spice macaron ice cream sandwich from over at Les Artisans de Glaces in France Pavilion at Epcot, John?
That's all you. I like my pumpkin spice and my pumpkin pie. That's about the only place I like it.
But it's supposed to taste like... Dude, they say the ice cream on this tastes like pumpkin pie filling. Johnny, that's what they're saying. They gave it 2 thumbs up. It's only $5 too, John.
I don't know. When I worked for Haagen-Dazs, we had a pumpkin or an actual pumpkin pie ice cream with little pieces of graham cracker crust inside of it. So it was pretty good. So yeah, I guess maybe it'd be all right.
Dude, I think you would like it. It says I'll read it like this. The edges of the macaron are lightly crunchy, but the center is nice and chewy with a light pumpkin flavor. The ice cream filling tastes just like pumpkin pie and is everything we ever wanted from a pumpkin spice treat and more. It's cold, it's creamy, it's delicious. The flavor is amazing. And wait for it. It's just $5. It's really an affordable and unique snack, John.
Oh, there you go. Very well written. Very well said.
I ad-libbed that, John. So thank you. I did pretty good. Did I sound as... If you want to sit back on a warm summer's night and have a Joffrey's coffee, did I sound as good as Pat?
Smooth.
When I come home at night, I grab my cigar, my smoking jacket, and my slippers, and I turn on the pot and have a Joffrey's coffee. Joffrey's, the one to go to bed to. Decaf. Decaf, guys, decaf. I love you, Pat. New Pandora World of Avatar bus wraps soaring to Walt Disney World Resort. They look awesome. Have you seen them yet, John?
No, I rode Goofy and Mickey today. So, no, I haven't seen I don't think I've seen the Pandora one. I saw the Moana one. So.
Oh, I'll give 2 positive things. Asher Orbiter finally reopens after a lengthy unplanned refurbishment at the Magic Kingdom. I think a couple bolts and nuts came loose.
Yeah, they didn't want that flying off to the moon, so.
That wouldn't be a good thing. Oh, this is the other cuts, John, which I'm pretty sad about. Walt Disney World Entertainment strike again. The Marriott or Cobras present the story of Coco is ending in Epcot this week.
Well, that stinks. Lisa really wanted to see that, and we hadn't had a chance to get over to see that.
And the Jammers and Matsuzuki reduces to 5 days a week. And I like the Japanese performers and the Jammers. What about you?
Yeah, that's 2 of my favorite performers out at Epcot. That's disappointing.
It's like every nickel, man. Every nickel. It says, today we received more bad news that 2 of Epcot's beloved long-running entertainment groups, the Jammers and Future Rail Matsuzuka, Matsuriza in Japan will have their performance reduced to 5 days a week starting September 29th. From then, they will no longer perform Tuesdays and Wednesdays, only performing Thursday through Monday every week. What else is next? We can only hope it doesn't get worse. I mean, come on, Disney. I mean, dude, that's what makes the difference, all these performers. I'm sorry. I'll go to my grave believing that, John.
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes World Showcase so great, is walking around. And even if you don't actually stop and watch them, you have it in the background as you make your way around. I mean, walking around the World Showcase without them drums going in Japan that you could hear almost the entire entire promenade. That's what makes World Showcase World Showcase.
Dude, it's so awesome walking around World Showcase, and you get at France, and they'll have the statue there, the mimes, you know what I'm saying? And they'll sneak up on you, like I told the story about my father. And Italy, having the guys balancing on the chairs, you know what I'm saying? And then, at you know, Morocco having live entertainment, Japan, Chinese acrobats, Mexico seeing Coco. It's like, why are they doing this to us, John? Oh, getting rid of the fife and drum band. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, why would you get rid of that?
Yeah, that one was really disappointing. That and Off Kilter. I don't know. All the good ones they get rid of, so.
I don't see him cutting back on Bob's money, though.
Well, he's got to get paid. You know, you don't want him on food stamps now, Doug.
No, we got to go over this too, John. I don't know if we'll do it tonight, but the Epcot. I'll do this first. The Epcot entrance, is International Gateway, that opened. That looks a lot better, but it looks better, John. But it seems weird. Like where the gondolas fly in, they have all these bushes there, but they're all in carts. Like it just seems finished but unfinished when they're on wheels. If you follow me.
Yeah, maybe they're just still blocking the entrance to the. Entrance to the gondolas, and once they're officially open, the wheels out of the way.
So. Yeah, that's probably it, Johnny.
Yeah.
The full menus revealed at. I'll skip this too. I'll go back to this. Winnie the Pooh. I will give them credit. Winnie the Pooh's coming back to the United Kingdom Pavilion to meet and greet, John.
No, that's good.
Yeah, that's good news. Well, I used to like being in that store and seeing how excited the kids would get when they would see them.
Yep.
So I was excited about that. So, but the full menus, as I kept digressing, the full menus are now available at the new holiday menus are available. Food and Wine isn't even over yet, and they got the holiday menus for the holiday kitchens for 2019. So we're gonna have to do a show on that, John.
Well, I'm pretty sure the art festival menus will be out pretty soon too. So
I'll tell you what, they look pretty good, like potato. There's like potato dumplings and pork shizzle, and I'm going through. There's a lot of stuff on this menu. I would like to be there during the holiday. I think the holiday kitchen's in some ways better than Food and Wine because it is crowded.
It isn't as crowded, and at least the one time we went, it was a more substantial serving, and not to mention the weather's going to be nicer.
Yeah. Slow roasted turkey with stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cranberry sauce. That's so me, John.
There you go. It's everything you want.
The American Holiday Table. And the American Holiday also has a slow carved roast. So, I mean, hand carved smoked ham with green beans, sweet potato casserole. You're in for that, wouldn't you, John?
Oh, yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, one of the best things we had out there was that German one with the schnitzel and the gratin and stuff like that. So yeah, and it was enough for me and Lisa to share. So
yeah, I mean, so we'll have to go over this. The menus are pretty big, and I'm really looking forward to it, John. As they have multiple details, they did two different stories on this, but we'll try to get together, see if we can get the guys, or maybe me and you will. Do something on this because I love talking about the food, John, because there's no negativity usually.
Yeah, we can talk about the holiday. Maybe we can do a whole holiday show. We'll set up the different entertainment and stuff like that, and maybe some of our good memories that we have from doing it. So.
100%. Changes coming to the Magic Kingdom characters meet and greet starting October 1st. You've heard anything about this?
No idea.
As Mickey and Minnie's surprise celebration comes to an end, location for many of the characters' meet and greets will be changing throughout the Magic Kingdom. Mickey Mouse will greet guests in his magician outfit once again in Town Square Theater starting October 1st. Mickey and Minnie will no longer meet in their celebration outfits after September 30th. So Pluto will roam around Storybook Circus in the morning and greet guests in the afternoon at the Calliope tent near Walt Disney World Railroad Station at Storybook Circus. Starting October 1st, Pluto will no longer meet at Pete's Silly Sideshow after September 30th. Minnie will rejoin Daisy, Donald, and Goofy greeting guests at the Calypso tent near Walt Disney World Railroad Station, October 1st and 2nd, then return to Pete's Silly Slideshow on October 3rd. Chip and Dale will roam Frontierland in the morning and greet guests in the afternoon at Splash Mountain exit starting October 1st, so that's pretty cool. And Anastasia, Drizella, and Fairy Godmother will greet guests at Castle Archway next to Pinocchio Village House starting October 1st. So check your guide maps. They'll tell you all these new changes coming.
Yep.
If not, go see John at Pirates.
I'll tell you where they are. I've got my little telecast. I can let you know.
There you go. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure has a new sign added to the construction walls at Epcot for 2020, opening summer 2020. I'm looking forward to that, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What was it? One of the events last 2 weeks ago, a week ago. I forgot which one it was, but it was one that it might have been the DVC Moonlight Madness. They actually had Remy out there to meet and greet. And I would have liked to have got that one, but we couldn't get to it. So disappointing.
I would have liked to have seen Remy, dude. I got to find out where he is because Brenda would love that. That might be one character she takes a picture with.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, right?
So. Yes, absolutely. Speaking of not cool for me, but construction update for Club 33 location at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Have you seen this going up yet, John?
Yeah, when I walked past it yesterday, the girders are up. So it took a while. I don't know where they were building it at. Must have been some marshy ground or something, but the foundation took a lot longer than a lot of times when you see stuff go up so quickly. So they really had to sink some footers in. It took a while, but yeah, the girders are up and stuff now for it. So yeah, you can't miss it when I'm going to Lion King or the trains. I pass right behind it. So.
Well, where it's going to be laid is where it's going to be built is over there by the Lion King, and a lot of people don't notice, John, and we'll say it on the show because I don't really hear people talk about it much. But there is a walkway that takes you from Avatar over to the Lion King area, Harambe, isn't there, John? The back way.
Yeah, that's the wooden, like a wooden walk or a wooden, almost boardwalk type thing. It goes all the way from the, if you're looking at Pandora where you came in at, it's on your right side, and yeah, it goes all the way to the Lion King, and it's actually a lot less traveled.
I don't know many people, dude. The last time I walked through it, we were the only ones doing it, really. There was somebody else at the end, but it wasn't like real crowded, if you follow me. At all.
Yeah,
not like the main entrance there by the Nomad Lounge in Tiffin's.
Yeah, when I give directions, I always send them down the boardwalk because you get lots of people looking for Pandora. So I always send them down that way because it's a lot less crowded. So.
Yeah, but most people don't even know there's the back way. You come in where the restaurant is there. What's the name of the restaurant, John?
Tusker House.
Avatar Land. Hello. Santui Canteen. Yeah, Tusker House. Like, where'd you bring that one out of?
Because that's where you turn at to get down
yeah,
to the boardwalk.
Okay, yeah, you freaking me out there.
The directions I give, Doug, always have something to do with turning right at the Dalwell Bar for some reason. I don't know how that just triggers in my mind, but that's what
I go. There you go. New Trader Sam's drink t-shirts available in Tumblr debuted at Art of Disney, so... check them out if you want some new shirts. And that's about all I got this week, Johnny. Anything else?
There was something else I wanted to mention about Pirates. I told you about the game, told you about the stuff. I thought there was one other thing. Nope, I think that's about it. Yeah, I got everything done. Sounds good.
Well, I was glad to have you back on, John. I really appreciate you joining me again. I missed you last week.
But, yeah, I missed doing the show. I felt kind of weird not doing a show. So.
Not listening to me cry, right?
What? No.
I think I was pretty calm today, being since the Eagles lost. I was pretty calm. But anyway, I'm going to go try to calm down. My week's ruined now. This week I can't listen to... any of my talk show radios because the people will drive me nuts because they'll talk about all the stupid things that really didn't happen and they just seen in their head, if you follow me.
So Doug, do you have to mute the television when you get to a certain point?
No, I just had, like these broadcasters today, dude, on top of it all, I had to listen to a bunch of, there's nothing that I can't stand more when the announcers are calling the wrong guys' names, calling the wrong play, saying things about your team that is not true. Like, they're saying that our defensive coordinator is aggressive. He's the least aggressive defensive coordinator in the entire National Football League. He blitzed last week one time in the last 3 years, and they're calling him aggressive. He's not. It's the problem we have with them. But it's just like they're uninformed. And if I got to hear about booing one more time, every stadium boos, dude. It's just so annoying. It's like they just grab the low-hanging fruit every week.
All right, so last week, Felipe Franks, the starting quarterback for the Gators, got hurt, right? And while he's down on the ground, one of the announcers says, Felipe Franks, who's had his troubles on and off the field, right? And so he says that. All right, so he has had troubles on the field. He's thrown a couple interceptions, made some silly mistakes, stuff like that. But as far as anybody else knows, he's never been in trouble with the law. He's never been arrested. He's never got even reprimanded by the coach. Everything that you hear about him is he's a really good guy. Mm-hmm. And so why are you saying off the field? Okay, he's had troubles on the field every once in a while, but nothing off the field. So he stuck his foot in the mouth, and then instead of apologizing for it on Twitter, he said, oh, well, what I meant was, you know, when he went to the crowd and kind of got mad at him for booing him. That's still on the field, dude. Dingleberry, not off the field. So he was basically saying he's a jailbird when he's not.
No, it's just sad. But they're allowed to get away with it. See what I – and then the officials today. I'm not saying we lost because of the officials at all. It had nothing to do with it. It's just some of the calls they make. See, what I think they should do with the officials, every official should be – you know how they tell you who the players are at the start of the game?
Yeah.
Every official should be announced – what part of the field he's playing, and he should have a rank. He should have his statistics every week so you know what you're dealing with. How many blown calls? Today, our running back returned a kick. He literally had his face mask rip from the front of his face all the way around his head. He did a complete side flip because of the way the guy ripped his helmet completely off the head, and there was no flag on the play.
Whoops.
How do you miss that, John? And do your job. Now, John, if you missed somebody that stood on the front of the pirate boat and dove into the water, and you were on duty, and that was your responsibility, would you still have a job?
No, I'd be looking. They'd be looking for me underneath the boat.
Exactly, John. It just I don't understand how, but I think the officials should be graded. You should know who they are. They should be. You should be told what they do. You should show how many penalties they call, how many is right, how many is wrong, how many they should be put under this. Because believe it or not, they're about 30% of how the game comes out.
Oh, absolutely.
So they should be brought. They should be known who they are. Just the way, same way that the players are. They should be under the same scrutiny. So, but anyway, this is NFL Talk. Carmen, if you want to subscribe, go to WDW Main Street/NFL Talk if you want to log into this show every week. If you want to download it, you don't have to listen, just download. But anyway, guys, if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us reviews. It's been a while since we got a few, so we'd really appreciate it. We know there's a heck of a lot more people out there to listen than that have left reviews. So if you could, please, you get what you pay for. The show is free. We'd really appreciate some reviews. Right, John?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The only thing we ask for you guys is to take the time to leave us a review. It literally will take you 3 to 4 minutes to do it, and that's if you're uncomputer savvy. It will not take you long at all, and that really means that means everything to us, because that's the only way that new people find us. So yeah. We really greatly appreciate it. So.
Yeah, it's like I know more than the amount that we have on there listening to the show. I know by daily downloads. Please go over there if you're listening. Please, we'd really appreciate it if you left us a review. Even if you don't like us, which probably most of you don't want to leave that review. So maybe that's why, John, right?
maybe they're feeling nice. They don't want to leave us the one-star review. So.
Yeah, so. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Hey, make sure to find me on Facebook, John Peters, and watch Tuesday morning. We'll have some live gondolas for you. So bye-bye, folks. Have a good week.
Looking forward to it, Johnny. Bye-bye. That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.